Welcome to CFRI's Cystic Fibrosis Community Voices, a video podcast series created by and for the cystic fibrosis community.
My name is Taylor Lewis. I'm an exercise physiologist and pulmonary researcher. We have a facility called Cystic Fibrosis Fitness Institute. It's in Northern California, right above San Francisco. We've been here for about a year now, and what we offer is we give people with CF an opportunity to get workout programs, whether they're customized or general based on what they're trying to accomplish. What really helped me kind of develop my career was it really started with my parents. My dad was a sports medicine doctor. My mom was a special education teacher, and growing up, I saw them. My mom teach people with needs that really, we saw a need for help. And then with my dad being a sports medicine doctor, I was around athletes. And growing up, I was an athlete. So as I went through college, I played baseball. And I was always the guy that was trying to work harder because as a baseball player, your height matters a little bit. And being a little bit shorter, I had to kind of work harder and stand out. So I ended up getting a strength and conditioning coach my second year at Sonoma State University in Northern California. And I will never forget, he told me to bring in my program, and I brought it in. I was super excited to show him what I'm doing. This was the off season, I was ready to go. And he ripped it up, threw it away, and says, all right, let's begin. And I was like, who is this guy? And this guy was Bobby Aldridge, and he was the first guy that ever really introduced me into training. He started to break down the anatomy, the physiology, what kind of cardiovascular endurance you need, the whole science behind training, and I had never gotten that before. I was at Sonoma State in kinesiology going for a science degree, but the application part is what really struck me. I went to the gym, I worked out, but what I realized was I wasn't necessarily doing the most effective and efficient workout for baseball. And so as I started to learn these things, I started to realize that I really love the educational side of it. I love the science coming from both my parents, and I love to teach and I love to learn. So I decided once my baseball career ended that I was going to become a strength and conditioning coach. So I started at in Fresno, California, doing personal training at Bally's Total Fitness at the time. And I went around and I just knew something was different. I knew there had to be different approaches. I wanted to learn. I wanted to soak in whatever knowledge. So I traveled around the US learning from some of the best strength coaches in the world. And one of the biggest ones, and my mentor, Dan John, is really started my career towards working with CF. He told me one day sitting down that whatever you do down the road, make a difference in someone's life. And I've heard that repeatedly from my parents, from friends, but kind of it really struck me as like I'm in a position to help people from a different perspective. And knowing the application of exercises, I started to kind of go down different roads to see where I wanted to go. Well, 5 years ago, I was driving with my brother, Dr. Zachary Sellers, who is a researcher at Stanford in pediatrics, and he also is a doctor there in CF. And he asked me one day if I would write programs for a couple of patients he's had. And we were kind of starting to get the ball rolling and talking, and he was saying that how they were asking for workout programs outside of, you know, what the hospitals get them because they want to try things differently. And there wasn't really, you know, set programs to give them. So they're like, well, you know, go look on the internet and stuff like that. And then we come to find out there wasn't specific programs for, you know, CF that wasn't already in the, you know, the outpatient clinics, the typical protocols after rehab and stuff like that. And this was kind of the time when I was doing my graduate master's thesis, and I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And that kind of struck me, going, it kind of reminded me what Dan John said. It says, make a difference. And I kind of took that, and I said, this was my opportunity. This is kind of where it went. So with him and one of his patients, we put together a program that we tested for strength and endurance, and we saw an improvement. And we saw that this needed, there needed, be more of this. So that's kind of 5 years ago led me to developing the Cystic Fibrosis Fitness Institute. And 5 years later, we've worked with over 100 individuals with specific programs. We're also have established a platform to allow people to go onto our site and get videos and all these different workouts that they can utilize now. And we're trying to just fill the gap that from the medical side to the, you know, the everyday side for people with pulmonary diseases. I honestly didn't know what CF was until 5 years ago when my brother started to break it down. And this is where I kind of started to get this, you know, interest in cystic fibrosis, because the fact that I didn't know anything about it, and I was already at the point where I wanted to learn more. I wanted to be a part of a community where I can help. And after reading the research and doing my master's project on this, I realized there was this gap. And so it's been very fulfilling to be able to help individuals with pulmonary diseases, knowing that I never came from it, but I had some expertise from the other side in of just exercise in general. One of the biggest things I find working with people with CF is their perseverance. I had a kind of life-changing moment the first couple of years working with individual CF when I was at the Stanford Clinic doing some observations in pediatrics. And there was a young girl that asked the doctor at the time, how long do I have to live? And being in the room, and she was literally checking the boxes. She was doing exactly what the doctor said. She was taking her medication. She was doing her nebulizer. She was doing everything. And so it really impacted me, because the doctor asked, like, would you really like to know? And she says, yes, I want to know how much time I have. And this is probably my second observation there. So I'm very new to this, and I'm like, wow. I'm here. This 13-year-old girl is asking a doctor, like, what's my life expectancy? And she says, well, you're doing everything well. Keep it up, you know, but we're thinking around 2 years unless you get a lung transplant. And that just pushed me back. Like, that, it really showed me I'm here for a reason and how I can just help solidify helping people with CF. And it was that moment I knew how strong people with CF are. Their perseverance, the everyday fight that they're doing to hopefully increase longevity of life and quality of life, to hopefully be there when the cure is found. And I've worked with some of the best athletes in the world, Major League Baseball players, and I've worked with general populations, I worked with college, high school athletes, I worked with a huge kind of diversity of athletes, and people with CF have just this extra will and strength to get through the everyday life. So when they are working out, there's a bigger why behind, for me, I believe there's a bigger why behind while they're working out versus a typical general person. Yes, I want to improve my health and I want to do this, but some people I talk to with CF is like, I'm working out because I want to live longer, because there is a time where I'm going to pass, and you're just like, it's very, very, you know, impactful in a sense. And I think it's just the perseverance that people with CF have. So the Cystic Fibrosis Fitness Institute is an institute that we started. It's been in the makings for 5 years. So I've been doing the research, I've been doing the homework, I've written many programs for people with CF. But about a year ago is when we finally established our home in San Rafael, California, where we have a place to give opportunities, like I said, to give people options for exercising specifically for CF. So we know there's many ways to exercise. There's no bad way to exercise, but every individual is different. Everyone, you know, genetic makeup's different. Everyone has different goals. Everyone has different lifestyles. And we don't want to pull anyone away from what they like to do. We're just trying to help kind of fill in the gaps when you are exercising. And so the Cystic Fibrosis Fitness Institute is just a community of people where we have exercise physiologists and specialists on staff that are here to help. And we do this through our website, pulmonaryperformance.com, where you can easily go in there and get workouts specific for CF, or you can also set up an exercise consultation with our exercise physiologist to talk about your goals. Because we know some our programs that are on our website may not kind of pertain to what you're trying to accomplish, which is fine. And we want to hear more from people with CF about what they're trying to do and what they like to do, because what we're putting together is just based on their experience. So it's really a platform for people to log in, get some exercises or workouts and do them at home or in the gym, depending on where they want to do it. We're just really trying to fill that gap where when you go on and you look at exercises, it's not necessarily specific for someone with a pulmonary disease. And we want to make sure you feel comfortable that if you're going to do the exercise or the workout, it's going to help you get you where you're trying to go. Everyone's different. So their programs are being a little bit different. So when we're programming to try and for specific needs and what people are trying to accomplish, this really starts with our exercise consultation, where we set up a 20 to 30 minute conversation about what you're trying to accomplish, where you live, what's your environment like, how much time do you have to work out, what are your goals. You know, we really want to get the whole nine yards and kind of paint a picture of your lifestyle. So when we do put a program together, we know we're able to fit it into what you're trying to accomplish. A big key with exercise, doesn't matter who you are, is you can have this great program, but if it doesn't fit into your lifestyle, it usually doesn't last more than a few weeks because you're gonna have to change it up because you don't have time. So with our programs, after our consultation, we put this program together, we send it to you, and then you go through it, and then we set up another call because there's gonna be modifications, and because a lot of times we're not working with you directly here. So we need to make sure that we have exercises, progressions, and regressions available for you where we can modify your program week to week or bi-weekly or even monthly, depending on what you're trying to accomplish. And that's kind of the key with this is your program's always changing. It's nor good nor it's bad. We just want to make sure that the consistency component is there. And this is where improvement happens, when you're able to be consistent with what you're trying to accomplish. Because in the grand scheme of things, this is a journey. It's going to take time. And there's no program that's going to have you reach your goals within a week, within 3 weeks or a month. That's going to be sustainable. Yes, there's quick fixes. Yes, there's these things that say you can do this and this in 2 weeks. But we're looking about sustainability. We want something to be a part of your life, not something you have to go out of your way to do and then you dread. Cystic Fibrosis Fitness Institute and CFRI have put together a program called Knowledge in Motion. This online course is all about giving you the knowledge needed to write your own program. I really think that a lot of times, and I've done this for many years before, when I went from high school to college, I was working out and I was, you know, sweating, I was getting stronger, I was getting better, but I didn't know exactly why I was doing or what I was doing was going to be particularly the best thing for me. The education behind why I should be doing this versus this wasn't there. I was mindlessly going just into the gym, picking something up, setting it down, and walking out the door in a sense. So the Knowledge in Motion is our goal is to help improve your awareness and knowledge of what's going to be best for you when you're trying to do different exercises or trying to reach different goals. Because the thing is, someone can look very strong and fit, but they're usually strong and fit in one environment, but they're not in the other. So you can have someone that's very big muscularly, but then he goes to run on a track. Someone that runs on a track more often than he does is going to be better. So it's all relative based on what you're trying to accomplish. So the Knowledge in Motion concept we're trying to create is in these online classes is for these hour-long sessions, we're trying to educate through the science. We're reading all the research articles and we're kind of bringing it back into showing you, if you do it this way, this can improve this. If you want to do it this way, this is going to improve that. So then eventually you're comfortable putting your own program together, because when it's all said and done, you're going to leave us for whatever reason. You may travel, you may do this, but we want you to have the comfortability that you know exactly what you need to do for you so that you can kind of put your own program together and you don't have to worry like, well, should I do this or should I not? Is this going to help or this, you know, is this going to be detrimental for me? So it's all about increasing your knowledge while giving you exercises to help improve your quality of life. Yeah, so anytime we talk to people when they're getting into new exercise programs or just trying to just start a program for the first time, we always talk about, you know, consult with your medical staff first. Make sure that the program you're trying to accomplish meets what you guys are trying to do as a team with your medical team, the doctors, the nurses, whoever, the respiratory therapists, whoever it might be. The key is because every program is going to be different, so we want to make sure that it doesn't put you in a position that's possibly more of a negative position. But the thing we tell people when you're starting a new program, you have to take it for a grain of salt in a sense where you have to think longevity. If you're looking to start a new program, you're going to see results in a few weeks. However, if you don't keep doing some type of exercising, you can lose it very easily. So the number one thing is we say consistency is key. Well, I would have to say first, showing up. The hardest thing is showing up. If you travel from one place to another, when you get there, okay, I'm here, now I have to work out. So showing up. If that's at home, then it's showing up to your living room and it's the consistency right after. A big thing we tell people is it's always better to do something than nothing at all. A lot of times we'll say it's like, well, my workout's 45 minutes, but I only had 20. So I was like, you know what? I scratched it. I'm going to do it tomorrow. But then something else happens, and then something else happens. And what research has shown, and we've actually done a study on it, where it's like we've had someone work out for less time, but they stayed consistent and they showed improvements. And it was because they were able to stay consistent, which allowed their brain and their body to understand what it was trying to accomplish. That helped improve their strength, and it ended up helping improve their lung function. But they stuck to the program. And the thing was, it wasn't an hour and 30 minutes long where people say you have to work out for 3 hours to see a difference. Research has shown you only have to work out 20 minutes a few days a week to see results. It's when you don't stay consistent. So we always tell people, even if it's 5 minutes, do 5 minutes of the program, because then the next day you do it, you may have an extra 10. And if you count that over a week, you may have got 60 minutes in, but you only did 10 minutes a day. That's 60 minutes for a week. So a lot of times when we're looking at a program, we get hard on, we kind of make it too hard on ourselves because we're like, oh, I only got 15 minutes in. You know, I didn't get everything in. It's like, it's better to think I got something in, because this is where kind of the improvements are going to be. And just be ready for this roller coaster, in a sense of you're going to have some failures, you're going to have some success. But if you enjoy the journey, it's really going to help you over the long haul. Because when it's all said and done, we always tell people, write down kind of why are you exercising? If it's to improve your quality of health, if it's going to improve your longevity, because then you want to revert back to that when you're having those tough times where you're tired and you don't want to work out. And if you write down the goal of like, why am I really doing this? That can help kind of push you to kind of get over the hump, because you will have the days where you're fatigued, you don't have as much time, you're tired, you don't feel like it. But if you have that why there, that's going to help you get through those days, because once you're done, that's the greatest time. Like, yes, I accomplished it. And enjoy the journey, because you're doing it for something else. So you don't want to go into a work and be like, oh, I have to work out. Yes, you're going to have those days and stuff like that. But if you're not having fun with your workouts, then they're not going to last for long. You'll start something else, and then you'll start something else. And then it just becomes more of this, you know, bouncing from one thing to one thing. And that's where the results don't happen. Your body needs time to understand what you're trying to accomplish. So it needs time to adapt. And then you need to kind of change it up a little bit. But if you change it too much and you bounce from side to side, you're not going to see the results you want. So show up, stay consistent, and just enjoy the journey, because it's going to be a wild ride, but it's always worth it in the end. I think one of the most inspiring things in my career working with people with pulmonary diseases, and specifically working with CF, is working with patients that are really fired up to improve their lung function. And I think one of our clients improved her lung volume and improved her FEV1 after 6 weeks of respiratory training that we did. And to see the face that she had when she blew through the spirometry and saw an improvement, but not only that, saw a consistent improvement, she just seemed taller, she glowed, and it was just one of those moments where you're like, wow, you really helped someone with something they're battling for the rest of their lives. And it's more just to hear from people how, it's not even just what we've done, but just to hear, hey, exercise in general has helped me, because I love exercise. Like, if someone's doing something and it's working, I want to know what it is, because we're trying to, you know, put all that together and put it into programs for people. So if people have great exercises, so it's great to hear from people when they're like, oh, exercise has changed my life. You know, it's helped improve my quality of life, because there is a lot of negative around CF, and it's totally understandable. But if we can show that there's positives through exercise and other things, it gives hope, and hope's going to help strengthen our community to understand we will beat this one day. It's going to be a rough battle, but those are the things that are worth it in the end. And having people kind of reach out and say, hey, you've helped me just by this video with exercise, it's kind of game-changing why we're doing this, in a sense.